Most hackers have bad reputations. They hack into networks and steal credit card numbers and private information. But there's also what's called ethical hackers. They let companies know if they're vulnerable to attacks. WAB East Tasneem Shama reports one school is launching its first ethical hacker certificate program.
Criminal hackers try to attack Metro Atlanta companies almost every day.
In this day and age, there are a lot of cybersecurity issues.
That's Rebecca Maddox with Kennesaw State's College of Continuing Education. They're now teaching people how to hack for a living because
there's actually a shortage of people who are able to get ahead of these hackers.
There are 8 students signed up for the course, which starts this weekend. One student is Ken Danter. He's a network engineer at Emory and a former technician in the Navy. He says it's easy to learn how to hack, but he wants to fight the criminal hackers.
I could be a drug dealer or I could work for a living. You know, working for a living is a lot harder and it's more of a morality question than anything.
But fortunately for Danter, this gig would also pay well. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says people with this certificate can make an average of $90,000 to $100,000 a year. Charles Henderson says Metro Atlanta is not the only area with a shortage of ethical hackers. He leads thousands of cybersecurity employees at IBM and says all kinds of companies are now desperate to combat cyber attacks.
They leverage more technology than ever before, and all that technology is connected. And increasingly, companies need to test that technology.
Industry groups say that's why demand for cybersecurity jobs like ethical hackers is growing 3 times faster than regular IT jobs. This name Shamma, WABE News.